This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Today is the last day to offer comments on California Assembly Bill 48, a very blunt axe falling on flight schools statewide in the wake of Silver State Helicopter's bankruptcy. The bill would impose college-scale regulations and catastrophic costs on flight instructors. Independent California CFI Max Trescott says the issue is getting late attention from the alphabet groups because the bill didn't specifically target aviation in its language. The SpaceX guys pulled it off Friday with a beautiful first launch of the Falcon 9 rocket, which put the Dragon spacecraft into an orbit very close to what was planned. Commercial spaceflight naysayers are downplaying the significance of the successful flight, but NASA, the Florida business community, and space and science groups are raising a toast to SpaceX. Local leaders in the city of Houston, Texas, believe it's only right for the NASA Johnson Space Center to get one of three retiring space shuttles for display at Space Center Houston. Austria's Hannes Arc won his third straight race in the Red Bull Air Race World Championship in Windsor yesterday. The event also witnessed some spectacular, but fortunately injury-free, pilot errors. BRS says four people in a Cirrus SR-20 were saved when the airframe chute was deployed in Norway May 28th, bringing total saves to date to 250. And Garmin Limited has received approval from the Grand Court of the Cayman Islands to change the place of incorporation of its group holding company from the Cayman Islands to Switzerland. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses a rare attempt to skyjack a GA aircraft and wonders what we could do if it happened to us. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.